one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Welcome back to Minuteman HQ Radio, hopefully soon to be Radio Network. We actually have some other stations who are inquiring, Carmen, about having our show and syndicating.
Great.
It's really great, great news that this seems to be catching on. We hope to be speaking to more people around the country each week. We know the listenership is already increased.
Growing, yes.
It's growing by leaps and bounds. And if you would like to call in, because remember, you make this show too, folks.
Exactly.
We need to have input from you, pro or con, whether you agree or disagree. It makes for good radio. It makes for good discourse and discussion and debate about this issue. Of course, we feel that the debate is should have long been over, that we should be back home.
Absolutely.
With our families doing something, you know, putting puzzles together, I don't know, doing something, you know, but enjoying our families. But we, the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, volunteers have stepped up to do the job the government refuses to do and to hold their feet to the fire and send them a message. And I tell you what, last week, Arizona voters sent Washington a strong message. Defend our borders or pay at the polls. That's my statement. You better wake up, Washington, D.C., and other governments, because we're coming after you.
By the way, I still want to ask for your support, because Randy's still going to need more support from us, and he's going to get it, too. And you guys all came around, great patriots, and donated money to the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps PAC, and we need more support for that as well. So give freely and donate to Randy's campaign, and you can get to the link from the Minuteman HQ website.
Yep. And that's great. And to pay attention to these races around the country, Carmen, and we've seen that with our Minuteman PAC. You know, this is a national issue.
Yes.
It's not just a border state issue. We see that candidates and citizens around the country are paying attention to this. That makes us 3-for-4 now with Minuteman candidates.
Yes.
We should have been 4-for-4. We missed the fourth one by 431
I know.
Votes.
Oh, that was so disappointing.
It was so disappointing.
Yes.
But Minuteman Civil Defense Corps PAC and the Minuteman PAC,
yes,
have both gotten behind candidates around the country. We had a major victory unseating a long-term incumbent in Michigan, and we're replacing him with a Minuteman who will be going to Washington, hopefully in November. Another one, Mr. Lamborn in Colorado.
Colorado Springs, yes.
We just missed with Sharon Angle in Nevada, and that there are more coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Here over the next few weeks,
yes,
we'll be announcing that. But, you know, the question for Republicans and the question for Democrats, you know, is whether they will lose elections by taking an appeasement position on this illegal alien question, or will they win by standing tall and defending our borders and our national security? You know, unfortunately, we made the NRCC look like fools for backing a loser, the loser like Huffman, who's really a liberal in disguise. And, you know, folks, regardless of whether you're liberal or conservative or Republican or Democrat, this is a national issue, national security, public safety, fighting crime, and holding the line when it comes to the sovereignty of this nation and enforcing the laws. And unfortunately, we have elected officials holding office in Washington, such as our own Senator McCain, who feels like we need affirmative action, you know, for certain people who he feels should be allowed to break our laws and be allowed to have a double standard or live within a double standard in our country. And that's not what America stands for, folks. So give us a call here, 602-508-0960 locally, or 888-960-9696. We have a caller on the line, Tony from Phoenix. What's up, Tony?
Hey, good evening, Chris. Carmen, this is Tony. This is the guy that runs your forums.
Hey.
Oh, Tony, how you doing?
Okay, how about
good to hear you.
Yeah, I just wanted to put in a little plug for the forum and also to say, you know, that for people that are on the fence and haven't joined, I look at this as one of the greatest opportunities of my life to do something for my country, and I really appreciate Chris and you working on this organization to make it what it is.
Well, thanks, Tony.
It's been
thank you.
It's been great. I tell you, I'll be down there every weekend through October, so
great.
You'll see me.
Yep, you bet. It'd be great. Big operation starting September 30th in Three Points, Arizona. If you're here in Arizona and wish to come down and see up close and personal the realities of our border and support the good men and women of Border Patrol and the National Guard who are there working and help the landowners. And, Tony, you have you have a big job, yeoman's work, in monitoring our message board or forum. I guess you could call it sort of a blog
right.
type thing.
Right.
My gosh, I was looking on there this weekend, and I rarely get a chance to go through it. And now it's even more difficult with 200 to 300 topics posted with over almost 20,000 people.
Oh yeah, they're going. They're getting. We've almost got 1,000 people on for members now. In fact, right now, I think probably while I'm talking to you, the people are on live chat. There's a section of that where they can get on live chat, so they're all probably listening to this as we...
That's amazing. That's Uh-oh. Really turned out great then.
We're so. Being critiqued.
Yeah.
Even more. Well, we hope they enjoy what they're hearing, and certainly, like we've been saying, the listenership is growing. We have five more radio stations in California that are interested, and we hope to have more and get this message out as part of our educational process to...
Yeah.
To force this issue.
Yeah, I do like the idea of the Minutemen getting involved in politics. I mean, I believe, got the Republican committee man seat, too, so in the last primary here.
Fantastic. So, another great. Minuteman in a big position when it comes to politics.
Yeah, it's not real big, but I mean, I figure everybody has to start somewhere. And
absolutely.
You bet.
And I think it's important, so I'm glad you guys are out there making this heard.
Well, that's great. We need more Minutemen going to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
to take on the status quo and bust up this party game that's going on and really get the work done, because the future of our country depends upon it. And
I hear you.
Tony, we appreciate your help with the forum, and certainly, folks, you can participate in that forum in a responsible way, as we always encourage people to do. And that's at www.minutemanhq.com. On the left side of our homepage, you can go down and you can see the MCDC forums, the MCDC blogs. You can read our national ads. Go to our partners page. You can read about our standard operating procedure. We have our complete training manual right there online where you can learn what Minutemen do and what we don't do. There are brochures that you can print out and use to recruit for us in areas locally and around the country. And just so much information there.
And I think there's also a button on there for donations. That's actually the button you ought to be hitting, too, because, as you know, we are a nonprofit organization, and we exist from donations. And so the best, if you can't come down to the border, if you can't fight with us, or if you can't put that presence on the border and you still want to help and you can't help with the rallies, you certainly can help and donate, because we are such a great organization and such a large organization, one of the fastest growing ones in the shortest time that we've been active or put together as Minutemen Civil Defense Corps. So we certainly can always use your donations.
That's
so
true.
Give heartily.
I don't believe this debate would have ever happened if it hadn't been for the start of this organization. I think it would have been status quo.
Yes.
Just the way it had been going since 1986.
Regardless of what anyone says about us, good or bad, we know that we've stood up for our country and,
absolutely.
And stood up for the issues and are exercising our civic duty,
yes.
which is to be involved and to participate in what is supposed to be a participatory government. So,
and we'll always support those candidates that are honoring the Constitution of the United States of America.
That's right.
It's so important to me as a legal immigrant. I'm very, very proud to be a American citizen.
Yep.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Tony, great to hear from you. We look to see you. Look forward to seeing you down there in October. You do great work there monitoring our computer systems and helping out everyone. There's always a job for everyone.
Maybe we can get on that lift again, Tony, if we'll have that again. That'll be great.
Yeah. And congratulations on the new daughter, too.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate
right.
that. It's very exciting. You have a good night.
Good to hear you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Just amazing. Amazing what's going on across the country. So many things. We have our Vermont operation that'll be taking place in October for the month, New York with our maritime patrols along the St. Lawrence River and watching, always being vigilant and watching and reporting and participating in Homeland Security, which you can do through our Neighborhood Watch Group. We have Al on the line. Al from Washington.
Yeah, this is Hal Washburn.
Hal!
Oh,
hey,
hi.
Hal! How
hi.
Are you doing?
Hi, Hal. How are you?
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Chris, I met you when you were up here this past April.
Hal, you're a great patriot, great man. We've had some great discussions, and you guys are just doing an amazing job up there in Washington, even not getting much national attention because I think the media doesn't want to know that you're up there. But but the Canadians are sure interested.
That's true. They keep us undercover up here.
Oh, yes.
But I was wondering, did Claude ever manage to get through to you?
You know, Claude called in earlier, and he kept dropping off the line. We're not sure what if there's a problem on his end or ours, but we've got a representative there from Washington State. Perhaps you can bring us up to date on things that are going on.
Yeah, I just got back from the border about an hour ago. We were up there this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and I get a thrill every time I go up there because we get so many thank yous and waves and handshakes and on both sides, American and Canadian.
Great.
Yeah, it was. When I visited there back in April, I was so impressed and to see the community come out and support, at least most of the community. Our little forum that we had there in Bellingham wasn't real comfortable. But
oh, yeah.
Well, you got a firsthand taste of that, Chris. So.
Sure did. But, yeah, it's amazing with the 80-something-year-old World War II veterans that are there every day taking a post, sitting and watching the roads where there are no cameras or where their assistance is needed, and how the Border Patrol is so supportive up there. And we see the same thing, of course, here along the southern border, and it's something the media refuses to accept, that, you know, Border Patrol men and women, they appreciate our help. They always appreciate the help of any citizens who are reporting and feeding them information that will help them do their job.
Absolutely. The Border Patrol really appreciates us up there. I can tell you that the last month, August, when we were up there, one of the Border Patrol agents said, you know, you guys have to keep this going. You're all America has going for it right now.
Mm. That's an amazing, assessment of our good men and women who were there trying to do the job that they've been hired to do with, of course, as I've said many times, with one head tied behind their back and three wheels on their vehicles. It's a shame.
You know, Chris, there's a lot of law enforcement agencies out there that are pretty frustrated having their hands tied behind their backs by the federal government, not being able to, ask about whether or not people are in this country legally or not. And even if they find out they're here illegally, there's nothing they can do about it. So it's got to be very frustrating for them.
Well, we know that it's true. We hear that from everyone. Even the fact that we know local law enforcement do have the authority to enforce immigration laws in this country. And it's just a shame that so many local governments, such as we have here in Phoenix, where the mayor and the city council will not grant them the authority to do that. And they, we're missing out. I think it's everyone has the obligation to be part and engage in Homeland Security in the times that we live in now. And just as any neighborhood watch group does or any law enforcement agency does, they rely on each other, want to share information, and want to be more effective in protecting their communities. And public safety is so precious to us. We have enough. I've said that so many times that people say, well, these are just good-intentioned people coming across. And I said, well, yeah, you know, some of them may be, but right along with them comes those who wish to exploit a weak nation, a nation that refuses to enforce its laws based on ethnicity or based on some special interest group, such as illegal aliens have become in so many communities. And it's a sad thing.
I think this is really the time for the American public to be paying attention and take a good look at who you have, governing your cities and towns. And we need to replace a lot of these people.
Absolutely.
Well, we do, and that's what our message has been all along. You know, you defend our borders, you enforce the laws, or you're going to pay at the polls. And we made that statement loud and clear in Herndon, Virginia, back in the spring when Herndon, Virginia Minutemen Civil Defense Corps almost single-handedly unseated a mayor and two city council members and took charge of their local government for using taxpayer dollars to enforce or to build day labor centers. Boy, yeah. We're going to have some guests on next week from all places. East Hampton, Long Island.
Oh.
The rich of the rich, where the plantation owners are now circling their wagons, and they're going to use taxpayer dollars to buy property to build low-income housing for their slaves, for their indentured servants. So it'll be very interesting when we talk to them next week. And the rich are getting a little nervous. I tell you, after working in Santa Monica and Malibu and Brentwood, boy, you want to find a lot of illegal aliens, and you want to find the rich people who could pay a living wage,
absolutely,
who could actually pay American citizens a good living wage, the people who could afford it, who have nothing but exploiting indentured servants all throughout that area. Hal, it's great to speak with you. Good luck to you guys up there each week, and we'll hopefully speak to you again soon.
Thanks, Chris.
Right, bye, Hal.
Take care. Minuteman HQ Radio, KKNT 960 AM. We'll be right back.